From the heart of our nation's capital, this is Washington Watch Weekend Edition. Now, here's your host, David Salkeld.
This week on the Weekend Edition of Washington Watch, we start off 2021 with an essential of the faith, the Word of God. Greetings, fellow patriots. I am David Salkeld, and I'm a constitutional conservative, Reagan Republican, and Christ follower. With a sigh of relief and the hope of a new year, we say goodbye to 2020 and hello to 2021. At the beginning of last year, Family Research Council launched a two-year Bible reading plan, along with our friends across the country, and hopefully some of you have been with us on this journey. On Friday's Washington Watch Live, Family Research Council President Tony Perkins was joined by FRC's Chief of Staff Harold Harper as they discussed the importance of God's Word, not only over the last year, but as we move into the new one. Here's Tony Perkins.
Harold, welcome back to the program and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. What an incredible time to be on the radio to talk about this important subject.
It is. And I think it's very appropriate, the first day of the year. And we're going to talk about how you can be intentional, I should say, in this coming year and how you lead your family or just order your own steps. I mean, whether you're an individual, single, whether you're a parent, whether you're a child, a teenager, whatever. Influence the world around you by getting rooted in the Word of God. But I want to start off by going over some interesting statistics. You know, over the course of several years, the Center for Bible Engagement has surveyed over 400,000 people across 20 countries from all different faiths and walks of life, and all about their spiritual lives. And they made some very interesting discoveries. And, you know, you say, what are some of those discoveries? Well, the key discovery from the Center for Biblical Engagement Research is that the life of someone who engages in Scripture four or more days a week looks radically different from the life of someone who does not. In fact, the lives of Christians who do not engage in the Bible most days of the week are statistically the same as the lives of non-believers. Does that surprise you at all, Harold?
Well, yes, I guess it does. I'm just thinking about my own personal life in that matter. These stats are real important, you know, as far as I'm concerned. You know, I've been blessed to be a student of the Bible for a while. And when I think about starting out the new year, you know, I look back typically every year at the end of the year, I look back at my journal, usually through the month of December, look through, and I can see the impact that God's Word has had on me and how I've been able to apply it not only to my own life, to my work, and to my family as well.
So I know you've looked at that study. What were some of the findings regarding those who engaged in Scripture, you know, four or more days out of the week?
Well, the one that resonates to me is the one that talks about pouring into others and discipling others. That was probably the one that I'm most encouraged by, because we talk a lot about at FRC about a biblical worldview, and I'm quite amazed at even people in the church who really do not know how to apply the Bible to the situations that we encounter. And that's what I love that about our radio program, is that you often do that. You bring in some of our staff and guests that help to look at everything through a biblical lens.
Well, and it's you can't give what you don't have.
That's right.
And so, you know, we find counsel with God as we seek His Word and we find His direction. And if we don't have it, if we don't have a sense of direction, it's hard to give direction to others.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And it's so important that, you know, we're supposed to be the ones, that we're supposed to be the light, we're supposed to encourage. And so I love the fact that many times in my daily conversations, whether it's a phone call or something going on in our family or a friend that calls or at work, what we have read, and as we go through the two-year Bible reading plan, the Scripture comes to mind as we're having everyday conversations, and I'm weaving that into our conversations, even in an office meeting or in a phone call, because God serves up exactly the portion, sort of like, give us this day our daily bread.
Right.
And He gives us that portion of what we need.
You know, that's really a good point. I was thinking about that the other day. I was somewhere and I got some bread, and I thought about it. You know, the bread that I had on Sunday, if I ate that bread, it's not sufficient for today. I'd be hungry.
Right.
So the same is with the Word of God. It's daily bread. It just for the first time struck me. He said, our daily bread. Mm-hmm. And so it is, it's something that daily we, and of course, back in the day of the scripture, they didn't have the preservative, so you actually got real bread. and it was fresh. My girls make bread. They bake bread. And if that's not very common today. Right. People buy bread off the fact that we had some young people over, and they thought, you actually, how do you do that? You know, they thought everything just came in a bag off right. the shelf. And it was, I love fresh bread. And the same as the Word of God, Wednesday's bread that we ate mm-hmm. is not sufficient to meet our physical needs 3 or 4 days later.
Right.
And the same with the Word of God, the Word that was broken for us, the Word that was broken open, the fresh bread that was given to us on Sunday is not sufficient to feed us on Friday.
Right.
Or Wednesday, or Tuesday, or Monday. We have to be in it every day.
Well, I even have a confession. There are times that, I start off the morning strong, and then about maybe midday, I start to lag a little. That's why I've started the discipline. I don't even remember when I started it, but for years now, I have kept my Bible open on my desk, and many of our staff have come in, and it's open to whatever we were reading that day, because I even need to dip into that daily bread midday or 2 hours later. And it's convicting, that because I can start off so strong, just have a sweet, as a matter of fact, I get up real early in the morning, spend time in the Word, and then pretty much every morning at our office, I have morning prayer times with different guys, and I'm strong all the way up till about 10 o'clock, and then we start getting in the busyness of the day, and I'm like...
Well, I don't want to carry this analogy too far, but, you know, they say actually it's better to eat a lot of small meals than one
right.
big meal.
That's right.
And so, you know, those snacks on the Word of God throughout the course of the day, as Paul said, pray without ceasing.
That's right.
So I think it is an attitude. Before we actually have some audio clips. We have some comments that listeners have provided regarding how the Bible has impacted in the Bible reading program. But before we get to that, I'm going to wait to the next segment of the program. But I want to go back to this, the findings of this study about those who read the Bible more than 4 days a week. Some interesting statistics here. As you mentioned, they're more likely to disciple others and be involved in the lives of others. They're 228% more likely to share their faith with others. They are 59% less likely to view pornography, 30% less likely to struggle with loneliness. And boy, when we've come through this year of the coronavirus, right. I mean, that's huge. 31% less likely to struggle with forgiveness for others. They're more willing to forgive because they know what they've been forgiven of, and plus we're instructed to do that. Here's a big one. 416% more likely to give financially to their church. That's because they're operating from that biblical worldview. And 218 times more likely to give financially to causes other than their church. So, I mean, the Bible impacts our lives.
It really is amazing. The stat that you gave there, 59% less likely to view pornography. You know, I walk with a lot of men. We do our Stand Courageous Men events. And this simple truth, I mean, there are a lot of methods out there on how to accountability partners, all kind of things when it comes to men struggling with lust. But from my experience as a disciple or as a spiritual coach, if I can get someone in the Word every day, I see them transform. It's basically changing their appetite. You know, we are all hungry. The question is, what are we going to feed ourselves with? And we know from a lot of the stats that we get at FRC, we know that there are a lot of people feeding the wrong thing. Often you even talk about the daily news. Turn off some of the news that you're hearing and tune into Washington Watch, because whatever we're feeding is out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So whatever we're feeding ourselves, that's what's going into our heart. That's what's coming out of our mouth and coming into our mind. So the more you spend time in the Word, the more you're filling up with the Word, the less likely you are to go and eat from some of these other places. And that's true. I mean, that's true physically. If you eat a, if we were to go out to lunch after this program and we eat a big meal, you're not going to be tempted to have a McDonald's hamburger if you just ate right. at Longhorn or one of the steakhouses.
Well, and it's what David said. The psalmist wrote in Psalm 119 that thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not mm-hmm. sin against you. And it's a preservative. It keeps us from taking the wrong path and doing the wrong things. Now, Harold, we're going to get into a moment. We got about a minute here before we got to go, but to a break, and then we'll come back with some of the comments from our listeners. But I want to ask you this: how have you seen this Bible reading program that this journey we've been on as a team? We've done it individually. We're doing it as a team. Mm-hmm. How do you see it impacting us here at FRC?
Well, for one thing, it puts us all on the same page. And so that was a conversation. You were doing this with your family, for our listeners who don't know. And you said you had done it with your church staff. And now you're doing, last year you started with FRC. And it has been a tremendous blessing because we're all able to reference. We're not having to bring up everybody up to speed on what we just read compared to what they've read. We're all reading the same thing. And then on our morning meetings, we have a morning conference call for our listeners that don't know that. And it's interesting to hear my colleagues sharing. And the different truth that we all get out of the same reading passage has just really been encouraging to me.
It really has, as everybody kind of looks at it. And it's very interesting how through our own orientation, we kind of pull different aspects of the scripture. But then when we share it together, it gives us this panoramic view of mm-hmm. scripture. It's very powerful, very powerful. Well, folks, that music means we're up against a break, but we're coming back with more, and we're going to be hearing from some of you who have shared with us how the journey, this 2-year journey through the Bible, has impacted you. So that's coming up next on this special New Year's Day edition of Washington Watch. Don't go away. We're coming right back with Harold Harper right after this.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Hannah.
What's going on? Why so gloomy?
Well, I'm a little disappointed. I had a lot planned to do during the stay-at-home time, and I just didn't do it.
Oh, yeah? What did you have planned that you didn't get to do?
Well, I was actually hoping I would finally be able to get time to do a regular Bible reading routine, and I started a couple of times. I just didn't stick with it.
Don't be too down on yourself. Starting a new routine can be hard, but one way to help is to join in with others and to have a good game plan. I think I have a good solution for you.
Oh, yeah?
Tony Perkins and FRC are doing a 2-year study in the Word. They have it all mapped out.
When did they start? I would be so far behind.
Oh, that's not a problem. You can literally jump in anytime. There's a daily reading, just a couple of chapters a day, with questions to help you think about what you're reading.
Nice. Where can I find this?
Go to frc.org/Bible, and you can get started.
Where's that again?
frc.org/Bible.
Got it. Checking it out now.
Welcome back to this New Year's Day edition of Washington Watch. I hope you are having a great day. I hope you've enjoyed this time with family and friends. You know, I love this time of year, especially the week between Christmas and New Year's. Next to Thanksgiving is my favorite time of year because everybody is doing other things, so they leave you alone. I mean, you don't have to worry about business. And I've been making it at FRC. We close down during that week so people can spend time with family. This is where you can spend time with family and friends. But as we gear up for this new year, I want to challenge you to be thinking about what we're talking about today, and that is this 2-year journey through the Bible. And especially you fathers and mothers, I want to encourage you to be leading your families in a Bible reading plan. It doesn't have to be ours. It can be any of them. It doesn't matter. But the fact is, you just need to be in the Word of God. And Harold, we've got some of our listeners that we asked them to share their stories with us about their journey in the Scripture. And so I want to play a couple of those for our listeners. The first one comes from Carol in Texas. Let's play that clip.
Hi, this is Carol from Texas, and I wanted to share just how much I have been blessed and encouraged by Stand on the Word. The two-year reading plan made it especially easy for me to recruit others to join me in reading through the Bible, and this became even more relevant when COVID caused us to move to a virtual group discussion time. And the thing that is so awesome to me, my friends have shared that it has helped to reawaken in them a desire to really get back into the Word, and it's brought them so much peace and comfort in the times when the stress has just been overwhelming and there's so much uncertainty in life and in the world and things that are going on around us. I just wanted to thank FRC for coming up with this plan. It's not as ambitious as a one-year read through the Bible plan, but it's just amazing, and we will keep standing. Thank you.
Well, Harold, that actually speaks to one of the points you raised about mm-hmm. those that are in the Bible are willing to speak into the lives of others. And Carol, who is a frequent listener to Washington Watch, a daily listener to Washington Watch, shared this with her friends, used it as a tool to bring them in to the journey.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you, Carol, for calling in and sharing that with us. So encouraging to see how she is ministering to her friends and how it comes just out of the overflow. It's not, you know, I can see her just saying, why don't you do this with me? It's only one or two chapters, and it's just a real easy opportunity to invite people. You know, I've often talked to pastors about discipleship because it's something I'm very passionate about, and many even pastors sometimes struggle with how to begin with certain ones. And I have found that you just invite them to do what you're doing and carry a few along the journey with you. And so, you know, it's such an easy thing to do. And here Carol has gotten involved, and now she's sharing it with others. It's very, very encouraging to me.
Well, it's when you get something and it's impactful to you and it's meaningful, you do want to share it. Mm-hmm. And this is an easy way to do it. She said it's not overly ambitious to where you are overloaded. I mean, you're not having spent an hour a day reading multiple chapters. We've specifically designed this for people who are very busy, but intentional and taking 15 to 20 minutes based mm-hmm. on how fast you read. Yeah. It's a starting point, and you can do more, but I have found it's a good pace. I can take my whole family through it, and that's, you know, as you mentioned, that's where we started with, you know, those that were in their 20s all the way down to my son. We started was just beginning to read, but he is in it big time now, and we continue to do it.
That your youngest son is in the other room, and I asked him, when you first started reading, and he said, no, I can't, because we've been doing it as far as I can remember. So that's a great testimony. And I think about that, you know, as he continues to grow, what a foundation to have. That's not, the God's word is not going to return void, and to have that year after year. Y'all have been doing this for a while, and I love that you can easily text it out to your friends. I've had friends that are actually listening to the word through the Bible app on their way in to work. There's so many different ways that you can apply this Bible reading plan, and I just want to encourage some of our listeners, it's never too late to start. All you have to do is just start. Just try to give it a try and see how it does. You do it for 30 days. What do they say about how long it takes to become a routine? I think it's 30.
It's 18 days. You do something 18 days in a row, and it becomes a part of it. I want to, before we come up against another break, you mentioned you have friends that listen to it online or listen to it on their phone. I mean, there's so many tools today, and frankly, a lot of people have difficulty reading. They don't like to read. And so you can listen. And we've got a message that came in, an email from Jessica that came in regarding her family. She says, my sons and I are on track with this two-year plan, daily reading together. My husband is a born-again believer in Christ, but since he hates reading, Bible reading was not ever in his day that I know of. However, he does listen to some Christian radio programs while working sometimes and faithfully attends church and supports our family spiritually in other ways. What a blessing this stay work at home order has been, because for the past three nights, my husband has joined us in the shared reading scripture at night. And she goes on to say, that's become a pattern now. She says, your releasing the Bible reading plan is reaching into our family and making change, real change. This could be the start of a wonderful thing for us. Thank you, FRC.
Yeah, I love that. I was thinking about that. When my older two, I used to drive them to school every morning, the morning commute. And if I had had the apps now that you have now, back then, we would have played that on the way into school every morning. I mean, it's just a simple way to get the truth. And in translation, I would have picked a translation that they could have all understood. So again, for our listeners who are not in a Bible routine, I want to encourage you to give this one a try. It's a great tool.
Absolutely. What a great way to start this new year of laying out a, if nothing else, just invite your family to join with it. You start on the journey, and as Carol did, invite others to join with you, and the impact of it will grow. All right, we're up against the break, but we're going to come back and hear from some more Washington Watch listeners about how their journey of reading the Bible is going and how it's impacting their families. So you're listening to Washington Watch. I'm Tony Perkins, along with Harold Harper, on this New Year's Day, and we're coming back with more right after this message.
What's on your daily or weekly reading list? Are you looking for honest and informative commentary from fellow believers on the current issues facing our culture? Family Research Council has just the thing. Check out FRC's blog at frcblog.com. Read up on some of our latest titles like Four Disturbing Trends in Religious Freedom Worldwide, Legitimizing Looting Jeopardizes Liberty for All, and The Media Still Doesn't Get It, Conservatives Tend to Vote Conservative, and more. Stay informed and get the resources you need at frcblog.com.
Welcome back to this New Year's Day edition of Washington Watch. I'm Tony Perkins. So glad to have you with us. And I'm so glad to have Harold Harper with us today, Senior Vice President here at the Family Research Council and the Chief of Staff. We're talking about the two-year Bible reading journey that we've been on as a team. Many of our supporters have joined us. In fact, we just heard from Carol. We're going to hear from some others. Harold, this is... It's been pretty exciting because I think the timing of this, given what we've gone through this last year, it was a God thing.
Right, I agree, and I'm blessed to be here this past year. This has been a tremendous blessing, and of course, we didn't know about COVID when we started this. So it was definitely, I'm so glad God put this on your heart. And also, it came out of the overflow of what you've been doing with your family. Share with our listeners just a little bit about, how you've done this. You keep a busy schedule, yet your family, y'all are all reading this together. Share that with our listeners.
Well, it was a number of years ago. I wanted to do a family devotional, so I was looking at all these different devotional books, and I've got a pretty large span. My oldest is 30, my youngest just turned 13, yeah. And so there's a big age difference in there. We've got five kids, and I could never find the devotional that I just felt like it worked. And then in praying through it, I felt the Lord just said, "Why not use the Bible?" and so, okay, all right, I'll try that. So we began doing just reading through the Bible together. We started with Proverbs, mm-hmm. and different things, and then it moved in to a look at the Bible chronologically, yeah. and trying to break it into chunks that was not overwhelming, that we could do together. And so we kind of began into this pace of a two-year through the Bible. And then I was pastoring at the time. We brought our church into it. And then it just kind of began to develop. And for my kids, what I did to try to an element of accountability, but also we all kind of like challenges. Yeah. we have to be able to respond to things. And so with each daily reading, I would come up with a couple of questions, that you would answer knowing that you read it, but also, especially the younger kids, competitive, they want to get the answer today.
Right.
And so what I've been doing really since we started this was every morning I send them a text with the passage for the day.
It's like a group text?
It's like a group text. Well, I do it individually because they would copy off each other the answers. So my wife said, you need to do it. Originally, it was a group text, but she said, you need to do it individually because some of them are, they're just pasting the other answers. So I started doing individually. And no matter where I am, whether I'm in Washington, whether I'm in Sudan, they get a text. Ideally, it comes in around 7 a.m. Central Time. They get that text every morning with the passage for the day and the two questions that go along with it. And then some are a little better than others in responding to the questions. But what's been fascinating, Harold, what has been so rewarding as a father has been accompanying this on Sundays. We don't have a set reading. Mm-hmm. We actually just have a discussion. And so Sundays have become... And I have to stretch back. I don't remember when it started, but it's been years. Sundays are our discipleship day. So after lunch on Sunday, we clear the table. We may bring on dessert. Mm-hmm. And then we go around the table and we begin to discuss what we learned this week and what the Lord has spoken to us individually through the Word. And it's been so rewarding and so encouraging to watch my children grow and to engage in these conversations about the Word of God. And Harold, it's so timely because there's not a week that has not gone by where there's something we read during the course of the week that has application to what's happening in the world around us.
Yes, and probably in your family and in your church. I mean, that's just the beauty of God's Word and how it works. We probably don't have enough time for this, but you and Luana have a couple of family traditions that have worked well. So if you can't get to it in this segment, maybe in the next segment. But I want to also talk about some of those spiritual markers. Something y'all been doing for a long time, and that's an interesting story. And then the other one is just your family movie night, your family fellowship night on Friday nights. That's an important time. So I think this plays well to Deuteronomy 6, is what we're supposed to do as dads. We're supposed to be teaching them the Word as we go, as we walk alongside, as we live life with them. And I love how every family is different. You do it differently than I do it in my family. But I think our listeners would be encouraged just to hear some just simple things just by setting aside that Sunday or setting aside that Friday and then being disciplined every morning to text your kids the reading. Those simple things. I think my point is, if you're listening today, just begin somewhere. Just start.
Yeah, and it's as you said, every family is different. And the thing about it, there's freedom here. Just pray, let the Lord lead you, but do something. But what's so rewarding about those Sundays is that I'm watching in my children, now adults, I have all but one is an adult now, but they have developed a biblical worldview through these conversations, because they'll ask questions, we talk about it, and I have to tell you, as a father, it's been a highlight for me. In fact, I consider them my church. I have pleasure in shepherding my family than an entire church. Mm-hmm. It's so rewarding and encouraging. So fathers, I encourage you to prayerfully consider this year leading your family through some form of Bible study. And a journey like this, just two-year journey is a great way to start.
Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. I'm David Salkel, thanking you for being with us, and I want to encourage you to be back here next week for the weekend edition of Washington Watch with Tony Perkins.